Mount Pilatus settles in. We're set to go. Speedster Stakesfield on their way here from the 1,000-meter marker. Nushka's World bounced out quickly with Danish Dynamite. Those are the two quickest into stride. War of Dynamite, Fairy Knight, Wider Outer's Mover and Shaker. Then came Exceedingly Glam just in front of Cliff Top, and Mount Pilatus is out back 7 lengths off the leader. Into the last 600 meters, it's Danish Dynamite and Anushka's World. They cut out the pace in the Betway Speedster Stakes. Danish Dynamite turning for home, the leader by 3/4 of a length from Anushka's World and War of Dynamite. In beyond that, Mover and Shaker. Fairy Knight's got 4 to go. Then came along the inside of those, Exceedingly Glam and Mount Pilatus. Inside the last 200, Danish Dynamite. Anushka's World down the inside. War of Dynamite is laying it down on the outside. It's Danish Dynamite. War of Dynamite, though, is coming home strongly on the outside. Danish Dynamite, War of Dynamite. Anushka's World down the inside. Danish Dynamite is keeping rolling. Danish Dynamite won the Betway Speeder Stakes. From Anushka's World, War of Dynamite, Fairy Knight was in behind those of the Exceedingly Glam, then came Cliff Top, Mount Pilatus, and Mover and Shaker. What a ride. What a ride by Craig Zaki to keep Danish Dynamite keeping on rolling when War of Dynamite loomed up large on the outside. And look at the run from Anushka's World down the inside. A grandstand finish to the Betway Speedster Stakes. But Craig Zaki has come back with his third winner here today, just fighting all the way to the line. Anushka's World tries hard under Muzzy Yenny the inside, but it'll go the way of Danish Dynamite. 5-1 earlier on today. Gets there a short head from Anushka's World. Third will go to War of Dynamite. A great run in third for Mervyn Govender. And a great run in two from Fairy Knight. Clearly looking for further. Exceedingly Glam, Cliff Top, Mount Pilatus, and Mover and Shaker. Well, it was a great finish. And the two that really went quickly up front kept that pace through to the line. In fact, the top three turning for home with a top three in the finish two, and this is a cracking ride by champion rider Craig Zaki. He's just kept Anushka's World at bay over here into the final 100 meters, and it'll go the way of the Dean Smith trained Danish Dynamite. They've got a great record in this race, and the numbers from Judge Alistair 6-2-7-1, thanks to him. Danish Dynamite, owned by Mrs. Mariska Kotzer, Mrs. C. Kotzer, in the estate of the late Gavin Smith. There won't be a dry eye in the house here at Fairview today as Danish Dynamite picks up another win for the Smith Yard in the Speedster Stakes here at Fairview.